1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Deadly tropical storm Debbie drenched northern Florida and is moving on to Georgia and the Carolinas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This did not bring the catastrophic hurricane force winds that we've seen in previous storms like Hurricane Ian, but it has and continues to produce lots of water.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Charleston, South Carolina, which is bracing for flooding.
Really the bullseye here, Savannah to Charleston, 12 to 18 inches of rain expected from Tropical Storm Debbie. But this is the real, like, doozy. If you look at the National Weather Hurricane Center forecast, some parts they predict could get up to 30 inches of rain, and that's where they start using words like historic and catastrophic.
Several U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. This as Secretary of State Blinken has been working to defuse tension in the region.
The secretary just recently spoke to the Iraqi prime minister about this possibility. He worked the phones again today with Egyptian and Qatari counterparts, with Western diplomats, with what he said today was a simple message. All parties need to refrain from escalation and take steps to ease tensions. It's not at all clear where we go from here.
CBS News national security reporter Olivia Gazis. Stocks around the globe spiral down over fears the U.S. economy is slowing. The Dow down more than 1,000 points today, but financial advisor Gene Peroni is more optimistic.
I think that the markets are still healthy. You know, the chatter now seems to be around whether or not we might enter a recession. I think that the market is not telegraphing that prospect at this point.
Japan's Nikkei bounced back from its near-historic losses yesterday. Longtime Bishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, is stepping down. Pope Francis has named his replacement, as we hear from WBZ Radio's James Rojas.
Providence Bishop Richard Henning is still coming to terms with a new position he's been handpicked for by none other than Pope Francis.
I hope you hear my gratitude. I also ask for your prayers.
Henning will be installed as Archbishop on October 31st.
COVID lockdowns took a toll on mental health, but CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health at KFF, Dr. Celine Gounder, says the return to school was a lot for some teens to handle.
For some students, school closures may have offered a break from the stress of school, but upon school reopening, they were less resilient and less able to cope with those stresses again.
That's Dr. Celine Gounder. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first cases of West Nile virus infections in Wisconsin this year have turned up in a would-be blood donor in Washington County and a dead bird in Chippewa County. It means infected mosquitoes are transmitting the virus to people and animals. 150 people at three wood product factories are out of a job, Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin Veneer and Plywood of Mattoon and Goodman Veneer and Lumber Company informed the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development that they would close the facilities and terminate all employees Friday, August 2nd. Birchwood Manufacturing and Rice Lake also closed. The companies are all owned by Bessie Forest Products Group. They said unprecedented industry downturn forced the closures. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Washington.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. and we had a full bullpen. And Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. But, I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms in the overnight, and some heavy rainfall and flooding concerns are biggest issues. We'll see low temperatures in the lower 50s at sunrise. On Tuesday, any morning showers ending, then some sunshine with highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Over at Newsmax, they're just hysterical. Republican pundit Will Pierce says Kamala Harris was not black, and now she's doing blackface. These people, I mean, it's like insulting every multiracial person in America. It's, you know, which is like probably 20% of us. I know that there are a lot of people who are biracial, triracial, multiracial, whatever you want to call it. And now Republicans have decided that they're the ones who get to decide. I mean, this is like the old in the South, you know, back before the Civil War. If you were 1/16th black, you were black. Because the white people decided what defined black. We're just back there now. He says she's race baiting. She's doing blackface. She's not black. She's Jamaican American. Well, where do you think the people in Jamaica came from? And what do they call themselves? I mean, you know, and then he says she's Indian American. Well, yeah, she's never run away from that. She's embraced that too. You can be both. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, this is so bizarre. This, you know, the Republicans, it's weird. They have this weird obsession with people's genitals. They have, you know, what were you born as? Let me look before you go into that bathroom. And now that hysteria is just, you know, really trash. This poor woman boxer in the Olympics who was born a girl and grew up a girl and is a girl but somebody decided because she's big and she looks kind of masculine that she must be a trans man. No, she's it started out as a man. It's hate is what it is. You know, plus this weird obsession with people's genitals. Well, now they've got this weird obsession with people's race. And of course, you know, that was the story of America for 500 years. And it was the story of the South, you know, everything was about race. I mean, it's still the story of America, sadly. But, you know, it's diminishing over time, frankly. Republicans are absolutely hysterical also now about this new group. It includes, this is called Republicans for Harris. And Stephanie Grisham, who was Donald Trump's press secretary, she was the White House press secretary during the Trump administration, and she has come out and said, I encourage other Trump administration officials who saw the tyrant we worked for in office to speak out and stand with Kamala Harris this November to keep integrity in the White House and ensure democracy for our country. Other people who have publicly joined Republicans for Harris include former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, Republican. He was also the 2016 Libertarian nominee for VP, and he challenged Trump in the 2020 primary. Former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman. Adam Kinzinger, former congressman from, Illinois, as I recall. Former Virginia Representative Denver Riggleman. Former Illinois Representative Joe Walsh, who also challenged Trump in the 2020 primary. And as I mentioned, Stephanie Grisham. Adam Kinzinger replied to an announcement via X, writing, "There's nothing conservative about Donald Trump. Conservatives believe in the Constitution, not a man's ego. Endorsing America and the future today and leaving the past in the dust, I'm endorsing Kamala Harris." Joe Walsh pointed to that post and said, 14 years ago, Adam Kinzinger and I were two conservative Republicans elected to Congress. 14 years later, Adam and I are two conservatives endorsing Kamala Harris. What happened? The GOP became an authoritarian embracing cult. Republicans, join us. You're better than Trump. And then the former editor of the Washington Post, Robert McCarney, wrote, "Republicans for Harris," and this is an interesting historical note, and he's right, by the way. He says, "Republicans for Harris reminds me that in 1972, there was a sizable movement called Democrats for Nixon." Now, just a little background here. The Democrats for Nixon in 72 were basically the old pre-1965 Southern racist Democrats who were horrified by the Democratic Party having embraced the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. So anyhow, he writes, "Republicans for Harris reminds me in the 72 Democrats for Nixon was a sizable movement. It was a sign of dissatisfaction with the Democrats nominee McGovern. In 2024, such dissatisfaction on the GOP side is most welcome. And we remember how it went for McGovern." Yeah. Also, this is a fascinating story here. It just broke just a few minutes ago. Senator Ron Wyden, just hours ago, announced that they have now discovered even more bribes that Clarence Thomas took from Harlan Crow, the real estate billionaire. Turns out he took a trip between Hawaii and New Zealand in November of 2010 on Mr. Crow's private jet. How did Wyden find out this? Well, through Customs and Border Protection records showing that, that they had to leave and enter the United States in and out of Hawaii. Senator Wyden, the very progressive senator from Oregon, good guy, he said, "I am deeply concerned that Mr. Crow may have been showering a public official with extravagant gifts, then writing off those gifts to lower his tax bill." Gee, you think? This is just bribery. And what did Clarence Thomas do for Harlan Crow? He gave him Citizens United, among other things. But in particular, Citizens United. And now the Chevron deference is blown up, too. That, you know, Harlan Crow was all in... I don't specifically know, but, you know, as a real estate developer, I'm guessing that he would have probably been very happy about that, too. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, the schools are in revolt over this Bible mandate. Educators in Oklahoma, this apropos of my op-ed today, my Hartman report about Republicans are trying to bring us a new Dark Ages. Again, the Dark Ages was this thousand-year period when, you know, one single religious entity controlled Europe. And as a result, they did not allow pretty much any significant advancement in arts, sciences, literature, even theology, philosophy, you name it. So teachers in Oklahoma are saying, we're not going to go along with this. Oklahoma passed a law saying that you have to teach the Bible in your classes and that every classroom has to have a Bible. The state superintendent of public instruction, this is, you know, one of the Republican officials in the governor's office, says educators who are against the initiative, quote, will comply and I will use every means to make sure of it. And the message from the teachers, bring it on. Rob Miller, the superintendent of the Bixby Public Schools, who opposes this, He says, I suspect the first thing that'll happen is he'll target a specific school district or multiple school districts who he believes are not complying with this directive. Those school districts will then have to make a choice as to whether to bend to his whim or to sue. And I can tell you, if Bixby was one of those schools that he selected to come after, we would file a lawsuit, which may be exactly what the governor wants. In fact, there's considerable evidence. The Oklahoman, the statewide newspaper, says that there are at least a dozen school districts have said that they won't comply. Governor Kevin Stitt, the governor, apparently wants this lawsuit. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry down in the South also signed a law mandating posters of the Ten Commandments in every classroom. In both cases, it looks like what they're trying to do is get this stuff before the six Catholic right-wingers on the Supreme Court. In fact, Miller, who is Miller here? Miller is the superintendent of the Bixby Public Schools. He says, I believe that the state's superintendent intends, because he's voiced this out loud, is that he would like to be sued because he'd like to see this issue move through the court system to the U.S. Supreme Court, where there's a faction of people who believe that the current composition of the U.S. Supreme Court might be favorable toward this type of policy. Yeah, they are hell-bent for leather on, you know, imposing, you know, basically theocracy on the United States. Wild stuff. So what's on your mind? We still haven't heard anything from the Kamala Harris campaign about whether she's picked a VP. We may not hear today at all, or we may hear at some random time. And like I said, I'll keep you up to date. We're monitoring the situation in real time. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the place where despair is not an option.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. Right back with your calls after this.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ready, set, go.
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then not get results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied, this particular type of clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine, plus get 15% off. Just go to Superbarine and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, superbarine.com, code TOM. Past the hour, picking up your calls here, Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Good morning. I called to share my concerns about, I think the stock market sell-off is being prompted by the Middle East is on the precipice of a major war. I think people in the know realize this. If you look at all the incentives involved, Bibi Netanyahu has every incentive to keep the fighting going.
And expand.
And I think him and him and his right-wing allies in Israel have calculated that if they expand the war into southern Lebanon against Hezbollah or possibly even the big kahuna, Iran, it will drag us into the war, which is what they need because they can't do it without...
Well, and we just sent a warship over there.
Right, we added another carrier group, and they moved a fighter squadron.
Yep.
But if you look at all the incentives, the Iranians supposedly are weeks or maybe a month or two away from having a nuclear weapon. The Israelis have said they're not going to allow this to happen. So that means they will attack Iran, which means we will be dragged into it, which means that the entire Middle East is going to erupt into chaos, which people like Putin and the Saudi royal family and Netanyahu and others think will benefit Donald Trump and put Donald Trump back in the White House because he's the supposed strong man.
Right. And Netanyahu everything. Thinks this, too, because he needs Trump back in the White House also.
Right, because Trump gives the Israelis free hand. They get carte blanche. They can do whatever they want, and he'll just go along with it. Right. Plus, the American Christian right, which is a very big force in American politics, think this is all foretold in the Bible, and this is supposed to happen.
Right.
So we're on the brink, and all the Americans need to make sure their gas tanks are full and to get ready for some extremely expensive gas, because I think...
Or get your electric vehicle
for the election.
Now. Yeah, no, I get
gas
it, Brian.
Prices double in the next 2 months. What's that going to do to our election?
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. And you know, the Saudis and the Russians have been setting this up for some time. And you know, Biden has been getting around them. But I think that also there's a couple of other factors in the stock market sell-off. Number one is of course the softening of our economy while high interest rates are being maintained by the Fed. And the other is that the AI bubble just burst. I mean, that's a big deal. That was a $7 trillion deal.
Correct.
And
do you think most Americans realize how much foreign money is in our stock market? How much Saudi money? How much Russian money? How much British money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's trillions.
Well,
and
it's trillions,
when they get nervous,
but as a total percentage, it's not enough to swing. I mean, it could have an effect on the markets, but...
Right. Anyway, these are serious times. I don't think most Americans really realize it. And I think we focus on some of the wrong things too much. So anyway, I said my piece.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Point made, Brian, and made well. Thank you. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Thank you, Guru. Tom, a belief is what you think is true. It may or may not be true. You know that.
Sure.
I believe that Obama would have gone much, much further left if not for the most racist, obstructionist opposition in history, like a black man being denied gasoline and a place to sleep in the 1950s. He was denied the right to govern, and it was disgraceful. Obama could have been and should have been FDR.
Okay. I'm not gonna argue, I really don't want to relitigate Obama or Clinton. I just don't see any value of it in it. If you wanna get my thoughts, read my book, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. I have a chapter on each of their presidencies. David, I got to run. Thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? I'll be back with you and picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's THOM.TV to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.TV. Tag, you're it.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Flash flood warnings are up in Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina, as Tropical Storm Debbie sweeps in.
The mayor has been out there saying that, look, this could potentially be a historic rainfall event, and it could lead, according to the mayor, to catastrophic consequences.
CBS's Chris John Benavides in Savannah. U.S. personnel were injured in what may have been a rocket attack on an airbase in Iraq.
It comes amid a furious diplomatic effort led by the White House and Secretary of State Antony Blinken over the last few days to forestall an escalation in tensions.
CBS's Olivia Gazas.
What we're seeing right now is a worry. Is the U.S. entering the earliest stages of a recession? Did the Fed act too slowly as we await the Fed to cut rates?
Stocks fell sharply in Monday trading, with the Dow's worst day in nearly 2 years, as we heard from Jolene Kent. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. Harris is set to campaign in Wisconsin Wednesday. Violent crime rates are dropping in major U.S. cities. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
In the first quarter this year, Milwaukee police say homicides dropped 39% compared to the same period last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorce has been injected with some actual Hollywood-style drama. According to Suge Knight, illicit videos of Lopez were found when the FBI raided Sean Diddy Combs' properties a few months ago. The former Death Row CEO claims the FBI gave the videos to Affleck as a solid to prepare him in case the videos potentially went public. Knight is apparently basing this all on the timing of the issues between Affleck and Lopez. Combs has been accused of crimes ranging from sex trafficking to sexual assault. What are the effects of divorce? For a middle-aged man? For Ben Affleck, he sought counsel from his ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who eventually had to excuse herself from being her ex's therapist. Affleck is also rocking a faux hawk like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. This all comes as TMZ reports that Affleck and Lopez are not speaking to each other. In the meantime, Ben Affleck will presumably be on the lookout for a new girl named Jen while looking like Travis Bickle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms in the overnight and some heavy rainfall and flooding concerns are biggest issues. We'll see low temperatures in the lower 50s at sunrise. On Tuesday, any morning showers ending, then some sunshine with highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
So Bob Kennedy, this is all over the media right now that not only did he pick up the bear thinking that he would make it into dinner, roadkill, but he ultimately abandoned it in Central Park. And this was like a decade ago. And for years, everybody was like, who killed the baby bear and why did they leave it in Central Park? And apparently one of the magazines, I think it was The Atlantic, he said, you know, he'd gotten a call that they wanted to verify this, so he decided to get ahead of the story. Oh, man, brainworms, dead bears, roadkill for his refrigerator. I just don't think that Bob Kennedy is going to play a real significant role in this election. I'm not buying it anymore. So, what's on your mind, Brandon in San Jose? Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. So I was on this whole subject of Trump's racial, I don't know, what you call it, a meltdown at that black journalist conference in Atlanta.
Yeah,
that was pretty crazy. The key takeaway for me for that whole thing is that first of all, how do you become a black person?
You know, Kamala Harris's father is black. Right. He's from Jamaica. She was raised black and Indian. Her mother's Indian. She went to an all-black. She went to Howard University, the premier, historically black university in the United States. She pledged the black sorority. What is it? Alpha Kappa Kappa, I think. I could be wrong. I probably am. Plus it's none of their damn business, arguably it is because it's part of the whole campaign thing, but I think this might seem like a big debate among white people, but I think among people of color, it's just making white people look stupid.
Yeah. Well, I took it to mean that he was referring to the whole DEI thing, I think, was that the way that I interpreted it?
I don't think so. I think what he's trying to do is peel away black support from Kamala Harris. And in fact, at his rally I guess it was in Atlanta on Saturday or Sunday, he had a rally, and he was introduced by a black woman who went into this long screed. I watched on TV. Went into this long screed about how Kamala Harris isn't black and she's abandoned black people and she's really Asian and she's really from India and, how dare she pretend that she's, blah-de-blah. I mean, this is what's race baiting? You know, this is divide and conquer. It's just good old-fashioned race baiting. And I mean, Republicans have been doing this ever since Nixon. You know, it's this was Nixon's strategy. This was Reagan's strategy. This was George Herbert Walker Bush's strategy with the Willie Horton ads. I think his son, George W. Bush, was probably the only Republican candidate in, you know, since Nixon. I was going to say in my lifetime, but I don't recall Eisenhower having done this. But, you know, he may, you know, God only knows, America was certainly a very racist place under Eisenhower, and he didn't do a great deal about that. But, you know, the bottom line is that this is, well, I think I've said my piece. I'm starting to get redundant.
Yeah.
Brandon, thank you.
Well, I'm glad.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot, Brandon. Thanks for the call. Tom in Irvine, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You asked the question, did Republicans want to take us back to the dark ages?
Yo.
Absolutely yes. And it all started with Reagan here in California.
What's your evidence?
I lived through it. My older sister started kindergarten in 1958, just before Pat Brown became governor.
Mm-hmm.
And she graduated high school in 1971. And then I started in 1967, kindergarten in 1967,
mm-hmm.
right after Reagan became governor, and I graduated in 1980. And I didn't realize it as I was going through it, but looking back, I mean, when my sister was going to school, they had all kinds of electives like foreign languages and wood shop, auto shop, you know, metal shop, electric shop,
yes.
all these great elective classes, and also there were more sports teams for every grade level,
mm-hmm.
boys and girls. And then as I went through, as I got, you know, as it started taking effect, a lot of those programs were cut back, classes were cut back, sports teams were eliminated, schools started closing, locals, you know.
Yep.
It was just clear to me. And then my nieces and nephews, they went to school like in the late 80s and 90s, and it, you know, you could just see it's even worse for them. I mean, they don't have nearly as much knowledge about things that I did, and I certainly didn't have as much knowledge as my sister did.
Yeah.
So it was just, I lived through it, and they did it too through the property taxes too, the Prop 13.
Yep.
You know, but really, like you always say, it all started with Reagan.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I'm not as familiar with how Reagan governed. You know, I know about the gun control law and his passing the most liberal abortion law in America and signing it enthusiastically, and then, of course, changing his tune in 1980 when he was running for president. But I can tell you, as president, he cut the nation's federal education budget by 18%. When Reagan came into office, 80% of the cost of college tuition nationwide, on average, was paid for by state government, federal government, local governments, or endowments, and 20% was tuition. And that was why, both my mom and I could go to good colleges, and fund it with a weekend job, you know, with a part-time job, and pay for your own college, including room and board. Now, 80% of the cost of college is paid for with tuition, and only 20% of state and federal funds. And Reagan was the guy who began that trend, although it's been, you know, successive Republican administrations have continued. And that's why we have student debt. Student debt didn't exist in the 1980s when Reagan came into office. You know, in fact, the University of California had been free until he became governor.
Exactly. And once again, what he carried over at the federal level, he started at the state level back in 1967.
Yep.
His
rationale, he's on the record. I mean, you know, he said, why should I pay for students who are protesting my policies? He called them brats. 4 days before Kent State, he said, if it takes a bloodbath, let's get on with it. And then Kent State happened. And then when, you know, a reporter called him out on it, he accused the reporter of being a gossip monger. I mean, it was just, you know, Reagan was a very good actor, and he played the role of president, of kind of a noble president, really, really well. We went to see the Twisters movie this weekend in the theater, which is, by the way, just a great little movie. And there was a poster for a new movie coming out called Reagan, And it looked like it's just going to be, you know, let's, you know, slobber over how wonderful he was. It's just, you know, this whole effort. There was the Reagan legacy project after his presidency, where a bunch of right wingers got together and threw a bunch of money into a pot and tried to get mostly government funded. But in every county in America, they wanted to have a building named after him, an airport named after him, or a statue of him put up, and they succeeded. And then their next step was to have one in every country in the world. And I think they've got about half of them. So, you know, it's been a major effort to reinvent the legacy of his presidency. Tom, thank you.
Yeah, remember that, but, yep.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom. I appreciate it. Judy in Chicago. Hey, Judy, what's up?
Hi. You mentioned Robert F. Kennedy, and maybe it's
I call him Bob.
I woke up.
Yeah, because you know, all those other names evoke his father, and he's not his father.
No, he's not. Well, maybe it's because I woke up on Saturday with a 35-pound dead raccoon in my front yard. But when I heard about that bear cub, I thought it's really an example of how entitled and how he doesn't think about other people. Because in my neighborhood, that 35-pound dead carcass near my front yard, that represented a real problem for neighborhood pets, for neighborhood kids. And then he takes that bear cub and he dumps it. He must have been in his 50s or 60s then, as if it were a college prank.
Yeah.
And
in Central Park.
In a place that, you know, where there's all these other people. So it was like funny to him and his pals, but really it was a terrible thing to do. Not to mention, I know this sounds a little woo-woo, but disrespectful to that bear cub.
Yes. No, I agree with you.
I mean,
I agree with you.
It really was. It's really, and it's a testament to the way he thinks.
Yeah, and a rotting carcass is a public health emergency.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely is. So that's what I just wanted to say. It's not just a funny aside or a silly aside. It really is an indication of how someone thinks about other people and living things in general.
I think you're right, Judy, sadly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Chris in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Chris, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? The reason I called was about black issues, but let me, the issue was David called a few minutes ago and talked about Obama. I think he shut the conversation down too soon. Let me tell you why. I was married to my wife. She's a Caucasian. I have a daughter. And I made a comment when Obama won his election about, we got a brother in office. Now I can call him up and get what I want now. And I was only joking to my in-laws. And they really took me serious. They really thought I was literally serious, but I was only joking.
Whoa.
And the point I'm making is the black people, I guess it's intertwined. Sometimes the past can alter the future. And it's intertwined because black people seeing Obama as not doing anything for them. And Obama could not do anything for them, because if he did that, it would be, you know, it would be misconstrued to other Americans that he's singling out.
Right, and he would be pilloried for it. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah, if LBJ had been black, he wouldn't have been able to do what he did.
That's why Biden can talk about black issues, because they don't look at him as, you know, maybe in a way favoring black people, but to them, he's a white guy.
Yeah.
So Biden can you know, pick somebody for the Supreme Court, pick the first black woman as the vice president. He can do that.
Yeah.
But in Obama era, no, he could not. He couldn't relate to black issues. But the reason I was calling, I try to make it quick. It's embarrassing when I see black people at these Trump rallies. It's embarrassing. I can guarantee any black man or black woman that's listening to my conversation now can say, I guarantee you, thinking the same thing. It's embarrassing to us to see black people, knowing the man he is, knowing the character he is. My uncle would always say he always had this saying. I mean, usually you can tell the character of a man by his wife. Where is his wife? And I never could understand those words when I was growing up. Actually, my great uncle. And I never could understand those words, but now I understand why he meant that. And it's so true.
Yeah.
Where is his wife?
And very interesting. Chris, I'm out of time, but thank you. Thank you for the call. That was very thoughtful. I appreciate it. 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking of the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about, and not to mention J.D. Vance. I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald. Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient. With just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, it helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol advanced support, or your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarium and get 15% off. Just go to superbarium.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarium.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, superbarium.com, code Tom. Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Dean in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. I have no issues. I've been listening to you since Al Franken was on the radio with you, before you. And I've been political like you. I'm 77.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the issues. You deal with them constantly. I don't have issues. I have character analysis. I'm a filmmaker, mm-hmm. and I'm concerned about Kamala, who's really got it on the right path. But here's my problem. I'm going to talk and say something you've never heard before. It's really meant for the advisors around her. So I'm really acting like an advisor in a way. And I would say, Kamala, it's great you trashed Trump this first week, but I learned that when you talk bad about people, it makes you look bad eventually. And it gives them an opening to attack. Questioning as a prosecutor isn't challenged. Statements are challenged. So what do we do here? Well, you have Bob Woodward, who wrote that book and has the tapes about him and the pandemic and how people died because he was a moron. Well, why don't you have a one-hour show, prime time, once a week, still do your campaigning, but don't just talk about what you're going to do. Don't even mention this guy. What you do is once a week on prime time, and it's never been done before. Have a politician interview principal people who know this guy. Let them trash him.
Yeah.
Let her ask the questions. How did he do in that pandemic? And Woodward plays his... What do you have? You have the Walter Cronkites. Put Carol Lennig with him.
Yeah.
Put Bernstein with him.
This is the traditional, what you've identified, Dean, is you're absolutely right, but the traditional role of attack dog is the vice president. And she has not had a vice president for the last 2 weeks. She will tomorrow. And I predict that she will be following your advice, not with regard to the TV program, because that would require the network executives who are all Republicans to go along with it. But that you're going to see her vice president come out as the attack dog, and she's going to be the one taking the high road and talking about the vision for the future, because that's basically how they always do it. Dean, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. What the hell is up with the New York Times? And Trump is at the center of a serious bribery allegation.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut.
But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday morning, Christina Lori has some stories about Wisconsin athletes competing in Paris. And Sherita Booker reviews last week's popular social media posts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.